There is magic in the human voice, the magic of shared awareness. Consciousness is most persuasively and intimately communicated via voice. The voice is literally inspired language, language full of breath, breath as language. Consider the phrase thinking aloud. Consider a Shakespearean soliloquy. This peculiar capacity of spoken language puts the edge on Tennyson's grief in In Memoriam. Death is horrifying not because of decay, but because of silence. Photographs are undeniably powerful, and perhaps a picture is worth a thousand words, but a few words uttered by a dear voice may be worth the most of all. Of course, the droning voice of a professor reading from yellowed lecture notes will not be so affecting, but a voice that creates a theater of the mind, radio's time-honored heritage, can connect with the listener on a profound level. The theater of the mind can be both compelling and transformative, often far more than anything witnessed visually. A gifted teacher could be said to create just such a theater of the mind, as well as the conditions whereby students may be enticed to create such a theater for themselves. At its best, podcasting can serve as training in rich interiority and in shared reflection. There's also considerable value in what I call the explaining voice, the voice that performs understanding. The explaining voice doesn't just convey information. It shapes, out of a shared atmosphere, an intimate drama of cognitive action in time. The explaining voice conveys microcues of hesitation, pacing, and inflection that demonstrate both cognition and metacognition. When we hear someone read with understanding, we participate in that understanding, almost as if the voice is enacting our own comprehension. In other words, the explaining voice trains the ear to listen not just for meaning, but for evidence of the thought that generates meaning.